I want to talk about three interesting shaylot which would happen on Hoshana Rabbah. A lot of us think Hoshana Rabbah is an easy day, the Erev Yom Tov, nothing could happen, nothing could go wrong, but there are interesting shaylot could come up. I'll tell you something happened, Ma'aseh Shaya. Somebody called me a few days ago, before Yom Tov. He had a ticket to go to Eretz Israel, Motzei Simchat Torah, with Delta going from here to Eretz Israel, and he's not going to be back for a few weeks. He has a house here, he built a sukkah, he wants to know if he could take off his sukkah tomorrow. He's going to eat, he has a place to eat for Shemini Atzeret, and leave his sukkah up until coming back, which is about 2-3 weeks, his sukkah is going to get destroyed, and the matter could be hefset, could not be hefset. Then they had somebody else that they want to use the place of their sukkah on Simchat Torah. They're having a barbecue and they need a place, they need a space. They want to know if they could take off their sukkah tomorrow. The shayla is not a pashut shayla, because the Gemara tells us that one is not allowed to take off the sukkah on sukkah. The Mishnah in the sukkah, Mishnah says that one is not allowed to take off their sukkah during sukkah. The machloket Rashi and Ran. Rashi says, why can't you take off your sukkah? Rashi says, because if you want to eat in the sukkah during sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah, you should have your sukkah up. If in case you need to eat in the sukkah, you should have your sukkah available to eat in it. Ran says a different reason. Ran says one is not allowed to take off their sukkah because the sukkah should be up for 7 days. The Torah tells us that the sukkah has to be up for 7 days. If you take off your sukkah, you are mevazeh the sukkah, is not proper thing to do. In other words, the gather of having the sukkah up for 7 days, according to Rashi, is lemaise. If I need to eat in my sukkah, I need to have my sukkah up. According to Ran, has nothing to do with eating. Even if you are not going to eat there, you're going to be away. Your sukkah has to be up for 7 days. That's what Ran says. Shulchan Aruch, very satum, says that one is not allowed to take off their sukkah. To look at Mishneh Berurah there, Mishneh Berurah says, Mishneh Berurah only brings the ta'am of Rashi. Mishneh Berurah does not bring the ta'am of Ran. He says that you are not allowed to take off your sukkah because you might want to eat during Sukkot on Hoshana Rabbah until the Neshamasho. You have a chiyuv to eat the sukkah. Talking about Eretz Yisrael. Let's say in Chutz La'aretz, those that they don't eat in the sukkah in Shemini Atzeret, you have a chiyuv to eat until ben Hashemashot of Hoshana Rabbah. But Mishneh Berurah says that being only Rashi, it doesn't even mention Ran. Therefore, Mashma from Mishneh Berurah that he holds that the ta'am of Rashi is the main ta'am, main reason. Therefore, if you need to have your sukkah up to eat in the sukkah. Mashma from this, from Mishneh Berurah, that if somebody has a place, somebody has, let's say, made up, he has his neighbor, his friend, that I'm going to eat in your sukkah today, or I'm going to eat in their sukkah on Shemini Atzeret, no shaila could take off your sukkah. No problem. That's according to Rashi, and according to Mishneh Berurah. But there are two other problems with this. The other problem is that it's a bizui mitzvah. What does that mean? Shulchan Aruch passes and Chedar says Gemara that atse sukkah surim be'ana kol shiva. Gemara says that the atse sukkah is a tool to use it all 7 days of Sukkot. Taz says, what does that mean that says sukkah is a surim be'ana kol shiva? It doesn't mean that you do anything wrong with it. It's the fact that the sukkah has to be up and you don't destroy it. That's the kavod of the sukkah. If you destroy the sukkah, That's the design on the sukkah. That's what tent touches at the Shulchan Aruch. The Kefachaim brings some ikra that. Kefachaim says that if you take off the sukkah during Sukkot, you are mevazeh the sukkah, and this is an improper thing to do. That's what Kefachaim paskin means some ikra that. So the ma'ase is it according to this comes out to be that one is not allowed to do that. You are not allowed to take off the sukkah. The, I think this ikra that is talking about something else. It's not talking about this situation. I explain to you what that means. If you have an hammer, an Erev Shabbos, and you want to use the hammer on Shabbos, if you miyachedi, put it aside so that you want to use this hammer on Shabbos, you are not allowed to use it, it's not a mukse anymore. The inyan of Aseh Sukkah, Surim Be'anah, Kol Shiva, is the inyan of mukse. Because you makse oto the Kol Shiva, you say that Sukkah is mukse Kol Shiva. But if I say Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, I want my sukkah to be in sukkah until 3 o'clock in the afternoon of Hoshana Rabba, and meyachet my sukkah until then. Then the aksa'ah of the mitzvah of sukkah is only chal as far as I appoint it and make it to a sukkah. But from that point on, that I don't want it to be a sukkah anymore, then it's not a sukkah. This is the pshat in the Gemara. Therefore, according to this, if somebody wants to leave to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he says, I'm making a sukkah, I want to be able to take off my sukkah until on Hoshana Rabba of 3, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I have a place to stay, it's no shaila. Could take it off, and could go on. It's no problem, no shaila. And also, this ikra that Kefachaim brings, is talking about somebody that wants to just want to take it off, for no reason. Because he doesn't want his sukkah, he hates his sukkah, he's mevazeh the mitzvah of sukkah. But if somebody has a reason to take off his sukkah, it's no problem. The way that I'm finished, that's going to take question. That's the second thing. Third problem. Third problem with this question is, melachan chol hamoed. One is not allowed to walk on chol hamoed. Ha, satira, and just destroying the sukkah. You are not allowed to destroy the sukkah, it's not allowed to destroy the moed. Right? And what heter do I have to take off my sukkah and do a melacha on chol hamoed if it's not allowed to destroy the moed? But you are allowed to do something with davar aved. If somebody is going to leave his sukkah and kill a kandar from Eretz Yisrael, it's davar aved. Instead, because of that also, the Indian of melacha on chol hamoed, I feel the davar satra is not allowed to destroy the moed, but the fact that it is the davar aved is mutar to destroy, take off your sukkah on chol hamoed. Therefore, halacha l'maaseh, one is allowed to take off his sukkah tomorrow if they need the place. Two, if they're going to go away right after Yom Tov, they have no time to take off their sukkah, it's going to be davar aved and the sukkah to live it up, or the ganavim, or destroy the destruction, whatever is going to happen to me, have the time to have good reason to take it off, then one is allowed to take off their sukkah tomorrow, as long as you have a place to eat until Ben Hashem Ashot, or if your minhag is to sit in the sukkah and Shemini Aseret, then you have a place to eat and Shemini Aseret, to eat in the sukkah, then there's no problem to take off your sukkah. Yes?
Getting back, he's doing this part. If I happen to be, or it's Muslim, I happen to be. But now, nobody else, other people seem to be taking it down. They might think, you know, like modern life. They might think, I'm too busy to run and take it down. You can take it down, I can take it down. We don't have a problem with that.
There's a teshuva, Ramosha Feinstein. Ramosha has an interesting shayla. He says like this. He was once driving in a car on Erev Shabbos after the Advocat Meros. All day they called him up. He said, I thought it's supposed to drive in a car after the Advocat Meros. So what are you doing? What are you sitting in a car for? Somebody called Rav Moshe, told him that. So Rav Moshe said, he has all shaila on this. He said, I shouldn't sit in a car because this lady thinks after that look at mirrors I'm not allowed to drive a car. For me it's muta, but this lady thinks that look at mirrors is makabel shahada sore. So Rav Moshe says a beautiful, interesting upturch on this shela, which you could use it everywhere. He said something that is right and is nachon and is the fair to do, you don't have to worry about what everybody else is going to think. Matter time is only me that is, you don't know what the halacha is. But here, after Adlakat Miraz, says the Ferushim, if halacha said it's mutar, it's mutar. So Rav Moshe asked as a shayla, another Tishwar Rav Moshe says, Legabe shaving. He said people are using shavers which look alike that you're using a blade. You know, that today this man has said there are shavers and mama is so clean. If you are not bucking, and if you look at this case, he's using blades. So Rav Moshe said, somebody asked Rav Moshe, am I allowed to use this shavers? It's the shayla of Marasani. So Rav Moshe said, you are allowed to do that because something as la halacha is mutar, you don't have to worry about Marasani. But Rav Moshe says, the Gabbat look at Neros, he says, he's the only Rav Moshe, he says, belly neder, I'm not going to drive after I look at Neros. For only because of this lady asked me not to do it. Yes.
Wouldn't it be more of an Israel for the subject that you're going to leave it up after Sukkot for 2 weeks than if you just take it down for 1 day before?
It depends on how you look at it. What is considered Bizoyan in your eyes? What's wrong with having the Sukkot for 2 weeks?
It's going to be destroyed.
Well, if it's going to be destroyed, then take it out. If you are not going to be humble, only if you are lazy, don't want to take it down, the problem is you, it's not the sukkah. But if you don't have time, you're going to be away and the sukkah is going to get destroyed, then you are allowed to take it down. Yes?
According to what you said about a person who's only vaccinated until 3 o'clock afternoon, but then you would have to ask
whether
you're vaccinated,
that's
before
4 o'clock. Right. That you have, or you have, if you go based on ikra that, Ikra, that's I bought two reasons. The Ikra that does not say Mishal Mitadatsa. Ikra that says Bizui Misva. Bizui Misva, the pshat of Bizui Misva is that I hate the Sukkah. I don't want to be Sukkah. I don't want my Sukkah to be up. I want to fake it down. I'm tired of it already. That's a Bizui Misva. But if I have good reason to take it down, that's not a Bizui Misva anymore. It's two reasons, either this or that. Yes? Yes, yes, yes. Very good, yes. That's those portable sukkah. The same problem, yes. But there is an easier shayla. Let's say on Chol HaMoed, you have this portable sukkah, you have it in one of your houses, and you want to take it, go somewhere else. Right? Are you allowed to destroy the sukkah here to take it somewhere else? That for sure is not a shayla. Because you're destroying the Al Minat Livnot. The soter al minat livnot, that for sure is not a shayla anymore.
But the last stop.
The last stop would be the same thing, that's right. It would be the same shayla. Yes. Okay? The second shayla. I know the kollel is not going to like me for me talking about this, but doesn't matter. Are you allowed to use one set of oshanos for everybody? Do you have to pay $7 for every oshana?
You're not
going to write that. Depends what I say in the end. If I'm not going to invite it, then I know what to say now. But the shayla is that if one, let's say, one guy in the shul goes by the set of oshanos, and everybody uses the same one 20 times, 30 times, or everybody is in mechuyav to buy oshanos, what's the halacha? So the halacha is, and so listen, I'm not going to say what the halacha is, I'll tell you what's behind the halacha. There is a problem with what is the Inyan of Oshanot. What are you supposed to be this Arevos here? The Inyan of Arevos, the Gemara tells us, Minhag and Nevi'im. The Minhag that the Nevi'im Miyaset, The Navi Miyaz said that one has to take Yusuf Sha'anot and Chuptin ala Karka Chamesh Ba'amim. To bang them on the floor 5 times. That's the Minhag Navi. So, when you do that, what are you supposed to do with this? When you bang them on the floor, what is the purpose of doing that? Do you have to make sure that these arevos are going, or the leaves going to fall? Or it doesn't have to be that. It's a very interesting inyan on this inyan of arevos. The Prima Gadim says that first you have to take your arevos and go on ala kelim, bang them on a utensil, on a chair, on a table, whatever, until the leaves fall. Then you take the arevos and go bang them on the floor. That's what Prima Gadim says. The Bikurei Yaakov, which is Aruch Lanet, he says that that's what people do. They bang them on the Alak Kelim, then to make sure that the Alim, the leaves fall. Then they take them, put them on the floor, and bang them on the floor 5 times. The Eliyahu Rabba says, he said, I don't understand. People are so mackerel that they take their arevos, they bang them so hard on the floor to make sure that the leaves fall, but they are not careful on the arevos on their lulav. So the arevos on their lulav is dried up and falls apart, nobody cares. But the arevos on arevos, they bind them so hard on the floor, make sure that everything's falling apart. That's what Eliyahu Rabba says. The Chayei Adam says something very interesting. Well, before I tell you what Chayei Adam says, I'll tell you what Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says that you have to take your arevos and bang them on the floor, then take them and bang them on ala kelim. And Tov says, good, make sure that the leaves fall apart. If you look at the Sha'aret Zion there, the Sha'aret Zion brings the raya. What is the mekor for this halacha that Mishnah Berurah says? Chayei Adam. If you look at the Chayei Adam, the way Mishnah Berurah quotes Chayei Adam is not right. Because Chayei Adam says something else. Chayei Adam says, is minhag atinokot, that they take the arevos and they bang them on the floor to make sure that the leaves fall apart. And he says, why do they do that? Mishum simcha, he says. That's the raya of Mishnah Berurah. That's what they have to put people bang on the floor onto it. Minakatinoko, he says. The kids do that. According to this, this Mishnah Berurah person, if he's raya, if he's mekor, it's Chayei Adam, it's what Chayei Adam says. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the minak is that you bang 5 times on the floor, you don't have to worry about the bagging fall, don't fall, you don't have to worry about that. That's just bang them 5 times on the floor. How many of you learning brisk? What's going on? Nobody learned the brisk here? In Eretz Yisrael? Okay. Don't brisk as are in Atlanta. Good. Okay, in Briskes, they have a minhag of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. The minhag is that they have to make sure the alim fall apart. That's the minhag by Briskerov. The Briskerov had this minhag from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that's all. And that's Adayom, the Briskerov in Erzisrael, Briskerov Shashiva in Erzisrael of Soloveitchik, has discussed them that they take their arevos, they bang them so hard on the floor that the leaves fall apart. Let's forget about now what is from Brisker. I don't have to worry about Brisker. Let's talk about Mishnah Berurah now. According to Chayei Adam and Kisru Shulchan Aruch, Abia should be take a different arevos, or we shouldn't take different arevos. Can be used the same arevos from people that we have. If let's say one person gets an areva, brings it to the shul, and everybody uses it. According to, if the arevos are not pasul, which you don't have to make them pasul, just to bang them on the floor 5 times, but derech klal, they don't become pasul, it's no shaila. So only Minhag Gatina goes to make them possible. Is that a shua from Zakan Aaron, Rav Aaron Walken, was a big Rav from Finsk, he said that they shouldn't do it. Should not use a different Arava from somebody else. And doesn't give any reason, doesn't, nobody knows what the reason is. Doesn't say any reason for it. According to this halacha, mashma, that one is allowed to use an Arava from his friend and use it in other Shaila Bichla. Halacha lemaise, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Paskins, and Rav Wozner also both Paskins, that one is allowed to use the Arava of his friend, as long as the Arava is not Fasul, you are allowed to use it and bind them on the floor. You don't have to get a different Arava for each one. If it's, especially if it's $7 a piece, you don't have to worry about it. I'm not going to be invited next year, right? Good. Okay, Monday, right. But according to this, one is, you don't have to do that, but why the Minhag Yisrael is to do it? If the Minhag, if the Pi Halacha is not a problem, why everyone has to take their own Arava, and they can't rely, let's say five guys get together, chip in a dollar and a half, and buy Arava for $7, $5 to $7, then you could use an Arava, and everybody's going to be fine. Don't have to spend $7. They already spent so much money on your Arava and Lula. Don't have to spend another $7. The reason is that you shouldn't do it, because first of all, it's Minhag Yisrael, that everyone should have their own Aravos. That's one. The Minhag Yisrael is one of those, but is it Chiyu? No Chiyu Bichlal. You don't have to do that. The only one that says you should have your own Aravos is Rav Shtenbuch. In Moadim Zmani, he brings the Raya from Mishnah Me'ila that says that once you use, one person uses his own Aravos, he cannot give it to somebody else, because the only reason to use our Aravos is Zakuf Al Garim Zbeach. Once you use the Al Garim Zbeach, somebody else cannot use the same one Al Garim Zbeach, and therefore today we don't have any Zbeach. We're doing Misad Minhag that, and because then there's not the Kamikdash. We wouldn't be allowed to do that because of that Minhag of the Kamikdash. You shouldn't use it today also. He's the only one says you shouldn't do it. But the Fiyah Halakha is not a Shaila. Let's say to somebody has a problem, cannot buy it, doesn't have money, whatever the reason is, don't have to worry about it. You could use your friends, you could bang them on the floor, as long as they are ever or kosher, you could use them, and even five, six, seven guys could use it, not only one guy. As long as the Arabs are okay, even the Chatechila, one could use, take it and use it somebody else, and not a problem. Yes, sir.
What's the shear? When does that become possible? What are the criteria?
If the tip falls apart, or the rope of the alim, the majority of the leaves fall, that becomes possible. So the leaf, the tip also. By the way, Shulchan Aruch says that the Arabos that are possible, legabed lulav, is kosher for Arabos. So a lot of isurim that would really apply for the Arabos, for lulav, would not apply for the Arabos on Moshana Rabbah. Could use those Arabos as Pasul already to use it for this. It's a lot of leniency for the Arabos of Moshana Rabbah. Yes?
On that same idea, would it be possible to use the Arabos from your Lulav?
That's the next question. Yes? There's a teshuva from Rav Pahalim, something in Sod Yesharim. He says that the Nashim Alpi Kabbalah should not do it. Yeah, everybody brings this Rav Pahalim and said they shouldn't do it.
What's the question?
Women, even women, should they do Chabatat Arevos or not? It's not that there's the Amechot, they shouldn't do it, but after they shouldn't do it. Yes, any other questions? Okay. The third shell, yes.
Why
should they do it? Kabbalah. The Kabbalah Rav Alim says that it's not they shouldn't do it. And the Rav Wozner brings Rav Alim also, Rav Shlomo Zalman brings Rav Alim, everybody says that Misad Kabbalah is not, first of all, the Minhag is not to do it. I haven't seen anywhere that the women does it. And there's a Mekor for it. Yeah. No. No. Okay, the third question is that is one allowed to use your own arrows? Let's say you have lulav, your arava. Take three guys together. Each one of you have two. Take six of them out. Make five from six of them, five good ones, and make an arava. Don't have to buy a new one. I take your own arevos and start it with somebody else's and two other guys and make five arevos. You don't have to pay $7 again. Is you, are you allowed to do it? Yes.
I would say no.
Why not?
Because it was good to look at and now you can keep the bottle.
Good? Okay. I'll discuss that question also. Anybody else says yes or no? Yes.
Practically, it would be a good enough position to be able to use it three times.
To what?
Practically, if you did that, by the time the third guy got it, it would be
facility.
Depends,
are you brisket or not?
Okay. Yes. You know, I could do it not if you're doing it, and then I could eat it. I don't know if I'm going to use it, but then I could
eat it. I think what Rabbi Cohen is trying to say is like this. Is moridin ma'alin the kodesh lo moridin? That's what I think. That's what he's trying to say. Right. That's the question. I'm going to discuss that also. That's not a bizarre. That's what he's trying to say. Is moridin ma'alin the kodesh lo moridin? Because the mitzvah of lulav is mitzvah midoraisa. How can you get something from mitzvah midoraisa and use it for minhag nevi'im? You moridin the kodesh lo ma'alin. That's the valid question. I'm going to discuss that too. Now let's see, the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah and the Gemara also comes in, I think Mem Hei, the Gemara says that if somebody has a lulav, is not allowed to use the lulav, to use the arevos of the lulav, to use it for chabatat arevos. Rav Chisda says you are allowed to do that, and the Gemara is a machloket, there is no end, the Gemara, Yadom Askala in the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch brings both the oath in the Gemara and the Bikurei Ato Aruch Laner says that Shulchan Aruch Mashma is Asur. And Rav Achron in Paskin is Asur to do that. But what everybody is talking about, they're talking about that the Arava is part of the Lulav. At the same time that the Arava is attached to the Lulav, you are not allowed to bang them on the floor. That's Asur. That's the Mamash is that's what the Gemara is talking about. That's what Shulchan Aruch is talking about. But if Matthew, the God of the Lulav, take off the Arevos from the Lulav and make them separate bundle of Arevos, that was the Shaila on that. Take all of them together and bang them on the floor, no Shaila Bichlal. Rove of the poskim hold that is mutar to do that. Now the Shaila Mishnah Berura holds even Lachat Techila one is allowed to do that. Now the question is Ma'alil Lakodesh Lo Moridin. Mishnah Berura doesn't even talk about that. What about that? Shach in Shulchan Aruch, you're there. I think Sima Resh Mem Tet Malachot Tzedakah, he says that Ma'alil Lakodesh Lo Moridin is only B'Tashmishei Kedusha, lo B'Tashmishei Mitzvah. Here, the Tashmish Kedusha, if I have something, the Tashmish Kedusha, that's the Shaila of Ma'alin, the Kodesh and the Moridim would apply. Arevos here is not the Tashmish Kedusha, it's Tashmish Mitzvah. Tashmish Mitzvah, Ma'alin, the Kodesh and the Moridim does not apply, and that's what the Maharsham Paskin, the Maharsham, as a Shaila or something else, that also is masking with this, the Tashmish Kedusha, the Tashmish Mitzvah is not Ma'alin, the Kodesh and the Moridim. Why? He says, it's an interesting Sheila Maharsham asks. It says, there is a road that the Chevra Kadisha used to take their metin to Bet HaKevaros. Now, the Goyim came to them, offered them a lot of money to buy that road. Maharsham was asked, are we allowed to sell that road and make a different road to take the metin to Bet HaKevaros? So Maharsham brings the proof, brings the raya. He says, there is a halacha that one, if you have four walls of the sukkah, you cannot take the one that used it for mizrah, use it for mairah. The one that used it for Saphon cannot use it for Dharon. Each of the walls that used for whatever use, you have to sign them up. You have to put this one is Mizraf, this one is Marav, this one is Saphon, this one is Dharon. Cannot exchange it next year, cannot do that. What is the makor for this halakha? The Levush brings this halakha. He says, that's what the people should do. Mishnah Berurah, I think, brings that out. So, but it's not Misad Nikaradin. The Maharsham says, this is a beautiful thing to do, but it's not Nikar Halakha. It's not Nikaradin. Therefore, he says, the Tashmishe Mitzvah, there is no Shaila of Ma'alin Moridin Bakodesh. It's only Tashmishe Kedusha is the Shaila of Ma'alin Bakodesh. Therefore, here is a Minhag Nabin. It's not a problem. Yeah. If you could do that, if you make it the night before. If when people buy their oil, they buy it as much as they want to use. The rest of it,
it didn't blew out. Now I have leftover oil.
I left over cut from the first, but I think the oil is the Tashmisha Kedusha. It's not Tashmisha Mitzvah. I think I put the Tashmisha Kedusha. I think so. Yeah, I think that's actually the Levush has a different she'elah, the Gabet Talit. If you have a Talit in Meshi of the Talit here, that also is a Tashmisha Mitzvah, it's not Tashmisha Kedusha. Okay, now, but I want to bring a different raya that even Lechatechila you should use it. Not only that you are allowed to use it, Lechatechila should go out of your way to do that. Why? The Gemara says that if you do a mitzvah with something, you should let it be mitzvah achariti. Right? Why don't you do it then? If you have a lulav that the arava was in it, you did a mitzvah with this arava, you shouldn't throw it away, you shouldn't put it away. You should not much go out of your way to do another mitzvah with this alava. You should do that. Araya. The raya is Eruv Tavshilin. When you have Eruv Tavshilin, you put two Eruv Tavshilin there, what do you do with your Eruv Tavshilin? The halacha is, should use it for the Lechem Mishnah Shabbos. You did a mitzvah with Eruv Tavshilin, should use it for another mitzvah, should use it for another mitzvah. Lulav, the same thing. If I use my Arab for my lulav, I think that the mitzvah is over, I could use it for something else. Why don't you say that? Why don't you say that even Lechat Tachila should do that? The reason we don't say that is that Teshua Fit Oreru Teshua Rav Shimon Sofer, the son of Chatan Sofer, he says a Chakira like this. He says, why don't we say Bichlav, what is the inyan of it Abid Misra with Amid Hadisa Hariti Ita? He said like this. He said, the only time you could say that, only if you did a Misra, the mitzvah is finished, then something gets done, like Eruv Tavshilin. I put Eruv Tavshilin, when is the Eruv Tavshilin mitzvah is over? Leil Shabbos. When Leil Shabbos and Eruv Tavshilin is over, I use it for Lechem Mishneh. Or use it for something, but I can't use it on Friday. I have to wait till Leil Shabbos to use it. So therefore, by Elulav is the same thing. Lulav, the Arevos, of the Lulav, the Mitzvah of Arevos and Lulav, is the end of Hoshana Rabbah. During the day of Hoshana Rabbah, the Mitzvah of Lulav still applies. I can't take the Arevos out. The Inyan of Itabit Sachariti does not apply to this because the Inyan of Lulav, still I have the Mitzvah to use it. Therefore, he says, that would not be, he's not talking about this halacha, by the way. The Torah Rosh Teshuva does not talk about the Trogan Lulav. But just my idea was, why can't you use that? The Indian that he says, this is beautiful. Because the day of the mitzvah is not over, yes? And therefore it's Uksele mitzvah until then, until the day, end of the day. But if I use it for another mitzvah, it's not a Bizayon Le mitzvah. Because I'm using it, I'm doing something good with it, and the Bizayon Le mitzvah is if I throw it away. But if I use it for another mitzvah, is not a problem. If you have a charity, that you cannot say that to this mitzvah, but the gabe using it for this mitzvah is not, it's not bichlal shayla. Mishnah Berurah goes out of his way to say even lechat techila, one person should do it. Should you take off your arevos from your lulav and use it to arevos on the shana rabba. And that's Allah. Yes.
Why can't we do it tonight? It's not like we did it tonight before with the sukkah, that I'm going to use it up until, and then I'm going to take it down, even though it doesn't finish yet.
Why do you need it tonight for? For what? What's the problem to make it tonight?
No, because the Rav said that there could be a problem if we are
about to
come to
Lulav. It's not a problem. I said the Indian of it Abid Nisbah Khariti does not have, and that was why I wanted to tell him, why don't you bedafka go out of your way to do it? Because if you did a mitzvah with it for a program for Lulav, use it for Arab Sabah Shana Rabbah. Do another mitzvah. The answer was, you cannot say that Sevar Alegabedis. Because the mitzvah of Lulav is not finished until the end of Oshana Rabbah. You understand? That's not that we cannot use it. We cannot use that Sevara to use it.
There should be thinking that before something starts, the first thing should think it's 9.
I said that. You don't have to make it tonight.
But no, but then if you make it 9, then you can have an opinion of using it from the Torah Kuti. And it's even better than what you love.
You're going to make the color go out of business there. Everyone's coming out in Savara, so what to do, yes.
That and the Bible one you make at night, and once I've been behind you, once I've lifted up without a union, I've been behind you from this stuff. I no longer would do that. I can't think of Rafa's I want to take you a little.
If you make it tonight, why?
No, I'm saying it's not.
Right.
I already was not there. I've been yesterday with all of there. I couldn't say a Rafa almost about Lulav if I wanted to. So, how is this case, when we're ever so clear said that
how does that not?
He said it doesn't apply because it's so
self-mitzvah.
It's not.
Why not?
I've
already noticed. But he says because the Oshana Rabbi still is the man of the mitzvah. That's what he says. Because the man still is there.
No.
That's a chepsa, it's a mitzvah. But the demand of the mitzvah, your chiyuv of using this is all day.
What difference does it make about this mind? I finished, I did it.
No, it's not. But you have time all day. What about somebody else wants to use it?
Someone else is not here. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
I'm Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah. I was supposed to be there today. Yes.
What was the question regarding what you were asking before about multiple people using the same amount of hope? Now, can we say that since multiple people could use the same amount of hope, then one is not allowed to vote the amount of hope so much so that the relief
in other words, go out of your way, make sure that nothing falls apart.
Nothing falls, so that you can give it to somebody else that does not.
Listen, you don't have to sit on the floor and bang it on the floor. Just bang it on the floor. That's all you need to do.
Go out of your way.
What do you want to do? You have to bang on the floor 5 times, right? But don't have to go bang like this to fall. Just bang normally. That's all. Whatever happens, happens. Okay, any other questions regarding this? No. Okay, yes.
I'm going back also to the multiple
people. Yeah.
Somebody asked me today whether they could just buy somebody to buy the
Arabs. Very good question.
Another question.
Right. said, are you allowed to use nicer kesafim, nicer money to buy arabos? The question is, you are not allowed to buy something that you are mechuyav to do. Something you are not mechuyav to do, you are allowed to use maaser kesafim for. In other words, you are not allowed to use your money, your maaser kesafim, to buy a strogan lulav. But this, Jabotinsky wants to taina that Mistama should be able to use it because it's not a chiyuv. The halacha is like this. Esrogan lulav, if somebody, let's say, I want to buy a set for $25. There's a set available for $25. But I want to buy the nice one for $50. The extra $25, I'm allowed to use the ma'aser kesafim. For mehadrin, when I could use that. Here is the same thing. If I could use something for free, why can't I use ma'aser kesafim to buy something I'm not mechuyav? Some of you are allowed to do that. Based on this, you are allowed to use the ma'aser kesafim to buy that too. I'm not here to put anybody out of that business. I'm just trying to. Yeah, any other questions? Okay, I just want to talk about one more thing regarding Hoshana Rabbah. There is a famous question that why Hoshana Rabbah is not mentioned in the Gemara. That is the day of Gemara. Today, tonight, and tomorrow is the time that the Sefer is going to be given to the Malach and be taken away. But all of us know that the day that Chatim HaSadin is going to happen is Ne'ilah time. So, but we know that tonight, Hoshana Rabbah is the day. It's not much the day that the Gemara Din is going to happen tonight. Why the Gemara doesn't say anything? The Gemara does not mention a thing about this and such important date in the Jewish calendar. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, everything is mentioned. Why not Hoshana Rabbah? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that saw, said a beautiful shot. So I saw it in a sefer that somebody put out on the Hanhagos of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky 2 years ago. He said Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said that, which is, I think, the Mamashik Lad, the Chalak of Shah. He says like this. He said, if the Chazal would write in the Gemara that there is a Hoshana Rabbah, there is a Gemara Din, and there is a Chatim HaSadin, and everybody is going to worry about what's going to happen to Aved Din and Hoshana Rabbah, the old Yom Tov everybody would worry about it. There would not be a Simchas Yom Tov. The Samachta B'Chagecha would take it away from us. Nobody would worry about Simchas Yom Tov, but everybody, the old Cholam Moed, the old Yom Tov, everybody would sit down, do Teshuva, do say Tehillim, nobody would have Asar V'Yayin, it would be unbelievable. Therefore, he said, Chazal, they knew, they made it as a Mesurah type of thing. That everyone knew they felt somebody else, and it became like a Mesurah rather than write it in the Gemara. Because if it would be written in the Gemara, he would learn it and he would understand it and it would become an unbelievable tumult in the Klal Yisrael. What's going to happen on Hoshana Rabbah and Simchas Yom Tov taken away? He said, the end of the beautiful Mishad, he said, the inyan of Teshuvah and Simchas and Hoshana Rabbah is through Simcha, is more effective. Because if Duet Hashem b'Simcha, b'Gilu b'Irada, if we apply that to the Hoshana Rabbah, and that they would be happy Simchas Yom Tov. People think that Hoshana Rabbah is a day of Teshuvah. It's a day of Teshuvah. But the day of Hoshana Rabbah is the day of if Duet Hashem b'Simcha, still is a Simchas Yom Tov, still is the days of Sukkot, but also one has to understand is Gilu b'Irada. That's one thing added on Hoshana Rabbah. That we have to have the Simcha of Simchas Torah of Hoshana Rabbah and apply to ourselves and through the Simcha of Yom Tov, do a proper Teshuvah and bring the Gemara Din, the Chatim HaSadin on ourselves. Because that's more effective doing Teshuvah than any other way. What is the Simchas of Yom Tov, the Simchas of Hoshana Rabbah? The Simcha of Yom Tov and Hoshana Rabbah is that a person has to be mesameach that he's a Jew. If a person is mesameach, he's a Jew, is mamash the simcha das mitzvot, and the simcha sits in the sukkah, the simcha das rosh hashanah, instead of being yotzeh with the lulav, the arevot of your friend, get your own arevot, that's the simcha. That's the simcha rosh hashanah rava. That's what the prayer, that's the gemaradim, that's the chatim asadim. Instead of using your arevot of your friend, and I'm not going to spend money on arevot. Spend our money on arevot. Buy arevot for yourself. Have your own arevot. Have the nehadrin of a mitzvah. That's the simcha of Hoshan Rabba. Through that, you could do a proper teshuva. That's why the Chazal did not write the simcha, the chatim asadim in the Gemara. Hoshan Rabba is not mentioned. Nothing is mentioned in the Gemara. And this is the Ezrat Hashem. If you take that with ourselves, we could apply it to ourselves, and through that, all of us should be the Ketivah Chasimah Tova tonight, and we should all be Zocher Ezrat Hashem, the Geula Shema. As I said in the Shul, I said this year, the year 5769, is the Gematria of Eliyahu Atishvi. This is the year that Ezrat Hashem Mashiach is ready to come. We have to bring it. And if he doesn't come by next year, don't come to what happened to Mashiach. We blew it. He was supposed to come. We had the opportunity to bring it, but we didn't do it. And the Ezrat Hashem, if all of us do, the simcha, the inyan of this year is the simcha. Now all of us are in Balagan. All of us, we don't know what's going on with the economy. We don't know what's going to happen to presidential candidates. No, don't care. Just do your thing. Everybody should do what we are supposed to do. If do et Hashem besimcha, gilu bir adah. If we apply that on Hoshan Rabba and Sukkot, Bezat Hashem, Hashem is going to give us the proper thing, and we all zocher, should be zocher Bezat Hashem to say the Geula Shalom.